This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. Today is Monday, which means tomorrow is Tuesday. Okay, this is not a test to see if you know the days of the week. I assume you know what day it is. But for some, tomorrow is a special day. And I'm not referring to those who celebrate their birthdays tomorrow. If it is your birthday, happy birthday. But what I'm referring to is tomorrow being the day before the beginning of Lent. Now, if you grew up in a relatively religious, conservative, Protestant, evangelical environment like I did, Lent may not connect with you, much less than Tuesday before Lent. But when I moved to South Louisiana, I discovered how important Lent and the Tuesday before the beginning of Lent was. They had names for those days. Well, not just the people in South Louisiana, but that's where I became most familiar with them. Wednesday was called Ash Wednesday because that's the first day of Lent, a season of self-examination and penance. In the earliest church, it was probably only a 2 to 3 day season, but it grew. And we do know that by 325 A.D., the Council of Nicaea discussed a 40-day Lenten season of fasting. We just don't know whether it was only for new Christians preparing for baptism or the whole church. Nonetheless, in a short time, it was certainly including the whole church. So on Wednesday, Ash Wednesday, the first day of Lent, some Christians will have a priest or minister place ashes on their foreheads. They're participating in an Ash Wednesday service, and the priest will say, "Repent and believe in the gospel," or "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." The ashes themselves may have been prepared by burning palm leaves from the previous year's Palm Sunday celebrations. Okay, so what does that have to do with Tuesday, tomorrow, the day before Ash Wednesday? My first year down there in South Louisiana, I discovered that Tuesday was a big party day called Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday. We closed the church offices in the church where I pastored, not that we participated in Fat Tuesday, but because our church was downtown and you would have trouble getting home in the afternoon because of all the parading. It's basically a day to do the things you are going to give up for Lent. So if you're going to give up chocolate, for example, you might, devour an entire chocolate cake, I guess. If you're going to give up alcohol, well, you might indulge in several adult beverages. That's the idea. Mardi Gras, in my opinion, has no basis in Scripture, but is closer to ancient Roman religious rites, which I won't delve into at the moment. So let me emphasize in what I'm about to say that I'm not advocating that anyone should go out and celebrate Fat Tuesday, overindulge, and then repent and get holy the next day. Not that at all. It's not what I'm saying. But there may be an undergirding thought in all this that in some way has to do with negative and positive thinking. So stay with me. Should you think positive thoughts all the time? Well, depending on your definition of positive thinking, I would much rather have positive thoughts than negative thoughts. I would rather have a positive outlook than a negative one. Zig Ziglar used to say, "Positive thinking won't let you do anything, but it will let you do everything better than negative thinking will." I agree. Okay, fine and good, but what does this have to do again with Fat Tuesday? Somewhere I heard Zig Ziglar talking about giving yourself permission to be negative for a limited and short period of time. So let's say you've been tempted to go south in your thinking, negative, perhaps some negative things have happened to you and you are tempted to be negative about your circumstances. You might go ahead and indulge in some negativity, but set a time limit and then shed the negative clothes for the positive ones. Stop being negative at that particular time. It does you no good. It does no one else any good. And it doesn't solve any problems. Zig Ziglar said something like that. So maybe you go into your closet and you say, for the next 5 minutes, I'm going to air out all my grievances, aggravations, complaints, and be done with it there. Or I'm going to indulge in negativity from 2:20 to 3 this afternoon, but then I'm done with it. So it could be a Fat Tuesday of negativity designed to help you appreciate the joys of being positive. Maybe people who engage in Fat Tuesday do that to, quote, get it in and out of their system, end quote, and hopefully they won't go too far in their indulgences, but will put it behind them and move on as they really should, as all of us should. So maybe beneath all the parading of Mardi Gras, there's a deeper desire, an impulse in all of us to get all that negative thinking and behavior out, to be done with it. So then we can move on and become more and more of what God intends. I hope you can do that right now. You don't have to wait till tomorrow afternoon is over. Become who you're meant to be right now. So happy Fat Tuesday and have a blessed Lent. And come back here next week and join me right here. And in the meantime, go out there and be the person God intended you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head.